We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
His name is Smokey Robinson. And your artist of the day today is Motown, actually.
Good.
And Smokey Robinson is the one for this hour.
God, I can still see those 45s. That dates me because I am 45, but I can still see the little Motown, you know, it was blue and orange.
The little record label?
The little label. Yeah. Because we had a bunch of those records and a bunch of those 8-tracks.
My mom had a big box of records as well, little 45s. And they all had that silly little plastic pop-in thing for the middle so you could put it on the big record player.
Which, what age do you know what that little plastic thingy is? What age are you right now?
It's kind of a trick question because there's a gap. It's like you're either 38 and over or you're a young hipster because they're all into vinyl now.
And that's one of those little thingies. Though I don't know what to call it.
Exist.
It's one of those thingies that there is no other purpose for that little circular S-ish shaped piece of plastic. I don't even know what to call it.
It's like a three-sided S.
There is no other purpose on earth for that thing but to go inside a 45 to play on a record player.
I'm actually proud of this one. First 45 I ever bought as a kid.
Yeah?
I regret because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard.
Because I'm awesome. Well, I am. A story here from the Kansas City Star. A Colorado truck driver has been charged with 5 counts of vehicular homicide. Jeez Louise. A Colorado truck driver has been charged with 5 counts of vehicular homicide nearly 2 years after a fiery crash that killed 5 people on the Kansas Turnpike near Bonner Springs. Remember this?
Oh, I do.
Yep. Kenny Ford, age 58, of Greeley, Colorado, appeared without an attorney this morning in Leavenworth County District Court. The misdemeanor charge carries a maximum penalty. And then, of course, there's an ad over that. I think it's 1 year in prison. Anyway, we'll get into
because
that.
Because he was not impaired. First of all, remind people about this crash because it was horrifying. You will remember it when we start talking about it. Multiple fatalities. He was not impaired because I believe these are misdemeanor charges, Scott.
Unable to stop in time, the truck rammed into an SUV driven by 61-year-old Teresa Butler of Urbana, Illinois. The force of the impact spun her GMC Terrain toward a retaining wall, killing Butler and her passenger, Karen Kennedy. Ford's truck then hit a car driven by 83-year-old Sheldon Cohen. His wife, 79-year-old Virginia, was with him. The Topeka couple died as a result.
Don't you remember,
then
Scott?
Then he collided with a Ford Taurus. Its driver, Ricardo Morales, also from Topeka, was killed in the crash as well.
I believe this is the one, and it's so bad you'll remember it, where they were all basically trapped inside
burning cars
mm-hmm. in the
median
concrete divided median mm-hmm. lanes, trying to get all of the traffic diverted over. And when you're stuck in one of those lanes, it's basically like being stuck in a drive-through or a bank teller line with cars in front of you and behind you. There's mm-hmm. nowhere for you to go. Here's the reason I want to talk about this, okay? He was not impaired. He has been charged, as you mentioned, with 5 counts of vehicular homicide. 5 people died.
Mm-hmm.
Read down about the insurance limits because my jaw hit the floor. The companies have decided they're not going to sue the families of the victims. They decided to settle out of court, and I'm guessing that was for cost reasons, emotion, all of the things that go into that decision, all of the families decided to settle out of the court, and the attorney said, quote, "Let me just say, everybody left unhappy."
Federal records show that Indian Creek Express Insurance Policy, then and now, apparently that's who he was insured with, or the company, sorry, that he drove for. Federal records show that Indian Creek Express's insurance policy then and now pays no more than $1 million per wreck,
no matter how many vehicles are involved. We emphasize this because I could not believe, follow me here, this is a commercial truck driver. The minimum liability coverage required under federal law is just $750,000, a number that has not changed in 35 years.
So the maximum that every individual...
The minimum required is $750,000. Right. So why don't you guess what most trucking companies are going to go with? They're going to go with the $750,000, which means these families are walking away with nothing. After attorney's fees, what's the point? And I'm not necessarily blaming the company for taking advantage of that low threshold. I'm blaming, where are the lawmakers?
Well, now, wait, let me...
Where are the lawmakers? That is ridiculous. That has not changed in 35 years,
Scott.
Let me
explain something, and just, if I may, mildly correct you. Sometimes you don't have to get attorneys involved in these sorts of things. You should, but you don't have to. And oftentimes an insurance company will come to you and
lowball you.
Probably. And I know this from experience. They will say, obviously, you can take our client to court and you can roll the dice and maybe you'll get more, but we're willing to offer you X.
We'll offer you $50,000 cash. Just walk away.
Mm-hmm.
The problem I have is not with that process where you have the right to fight that, Scott. You have the right to go to court. The problem I have is with a $750,000 threshold and you have all of these victims who died, someone has to step in and say, that number has not been bumped up in 35 years. It is time to move that number. And I know if you are a truck driver and you are listening, you are the first person, and I will agree with you when you say it, you are the first person to say, the incident and percentage of wrecks that we cause is so low. Those truck drivers, by and large, have an impeccable safety driving record on the road. If they didn't, they wouldn't be out there, right?
Sure. Well, theoretically,
but in an event like this where something does happen, it's very, very unfair that that is the number they are held to. Because, Scott, I guarantee you, if most people listening look at your personal liability coverage, look at the umbrella policy if you have one.
On my car?
Yes, most normal drivers listening.
Minus $300,000.
Oh, I was going to say most people have $1 million. But okay.
No, it's not that high.
Okay.
My and I know because I look at it every year, my policy goes up to $300,000 for pain and suffering.
Okay.
If I were to cause a wreck.
That's too low, but okay.
Well?
It has to be higher for professional truck drivers. Because here's the deal, Scott. I know all cars are weapons. They really are. If you are driving a semi and something does go wrong, that is the biggest weapon out there on the road.
But if you're talking about personal vehicles, Dana, the things you and I drive to work and home every night, if you're going to raise it over $300,000, I think mine's $300,000. I'll double check. But if you're going to raise it or you're going to say it has to be raised, you better get ready to pay more in your premium.
Sure. Like all insurance, yes. I'm saying, you know, personal liability, that's between you and your insurance agent. When we are talking companies who put these trucks on the road, it has to be higher. And this case shows you why.
But you were the one who just said these drivers are probably safer than other drivers. There are rules on truck drivers that you and I don't have to subscribe to.
When a semi is involved in a wreck, what are your odds of dying when you're involved in a wreck with my little sedan?
They're very high.
They're very, very high, which is why that limit has to be higher.
576 So, well,
and
no,
that's going to take a law, and there's a reason that number hasn't changed in 35 years.
But we're still talking about the same death. That's what the insurance policy is for, or injury. You're going to be injured or you're going to die, okay? One of the two in a car accident more often than not. It's still the same injury. It's still the same death, if you will. Why should theirs have to be higher if they're safer drivers?
Because
the death isn't different if you hit a sedan or if you hit a semi.
But the death is more certain. The death is more certain.
I understand.
If you're on a highway and you get into a collision with a semi, Scott, I mean, you can probably look up those percentages. You're probably dead.
You're dead. I mean, remember about two or three summers ago, especially down there at 435 when they were doing all the construction?
Yes.
You remember all the accidents that we were getting?
Yeah.
And all of them seemed to involve semi-tractor trailers?
Because when you're shoved into that little tube of lane that they have narrowed.
Right.
And if they can't stop, there's nowhere for everyone else to go.
But my point is death.
You're a sitting duck in that scenario.
Death is death. Your death is not more valuable because you were killed by a semi truck.
Ooh.
And by valuable, I use that in air quotes, by the way, so I don't get in trouble.
You and I, as just run-of-the-mill drivers coming back and forth to work every day, get to decide what our limits look like, okay? I think if it is a company that is responsible for multiple people out there on the roads who are driving the largest machines we have on the roads.
But who are probably the better drivers than you and I are.
Their policies have to be higher, Scott. Okay. They just do.
All right. 576-7798. Hey, this Mother's Day, for a limited time only, 23andMe is taking $30 off their Health Plus Ancestry Kit until May 13th. A 23andMe Health and Ancestry Kit is the perfect gift for Mother's Day. Celebrate what makes mom special with a personalized genetic insight on her health, her traits, and so much more. And with the Health and Ancestry Kit, you and mom can celebrate your genetic similarities and your differences as you explore your shared connection. With more than 125 personalized genetic reports on your health, traits, and more. I did 23andMe about 9 months ago, and I was actually kind of surprised by some of the things. It gave me a detailed report on my health traits, and I found out I was 1% Norwegian. Who knew? Give mom a gift that is truly unique. Give mom a gift that is thoughtful. Give mom a gift that is insightful and a gift that is caring. She can learn how her genetics could influence her health only through 23andMe. This Mother's Day, get $30 off 23andMe's Health and Ancestry Kit at 23andme.com/parks. That's the number 23andme.com/parks. Again, that's 23andme.com/parks. Offer ends May 13th. News coming up at the bottom of the hour. See Dan Weinbaum's ready to go. Let's get to the phones. David in Kansas City. Hello, David.
Hi, David.
Yeah. Hello. Watch the show.
Hi. Thank you.
And everything. I was telling Ron, which I am on a hands-free device. That is a law for semis. And trucks do not do fender benders, period. I haul mail. I have for almost 20 years for a company, and I have a camera pointed out the windshield, and I have a camera pointed at me. Being union like we are, we fought the camera pointing at me, but they ruled that it is not a invasion of privacy because I'm in a company truck.
Now, wait. David, if you own your own truck, can they point a camera at you, or is it only if they own the truck and you are driving their truck?
I think it's if, well, it depends. Company-wise, it would be up to the company. Safety-wise, this camera saved my butt in Oklahoma City because I had a car pull underneath my trailer. Well, the cop was looking at the front end of the truck, and I said, I didn't hit him. I pointed at the camera and I said, there's a camera and the company will show you the video.
Yeah.
You know, I did not hit that car. That car hit me. and stuff, and it will show what I'm doing. It's on a lap system. It will lapse, but if I hit my brakes too hard, I swerve, or whatever, it will cause that camera to go into save record mode, and it will record 9 seconds prior to actually being tripped and show a short video.
Does it bother you, David, that the camera's on you? And what if you got to, like, you know, pick your nose or something?
Don't pick it.
Well, that I have been caught on camera looking at things I shouldn't have been looking at. I will just leave it at that, because in a semi, we can see everything going on in cars, and we will leave it at that.
No, we will not. Wait.
David!
Wait, no, we will not leave it at that, young man. Keep it clean. What's the craziest thing you've ever seen?
He can't keep it. Good guys.
That's all right, David. You can't keep. We're good. I got it.
Was it Dana in college?
All right, I've got it. That's enough of that.
David, real
it's
quick.
It's 3:30 on a Friday.
Real quick, where are you from? I think you're from outstate Missouri.
I am from Central Illinois.
Oh, dang it. I can't do the Hicks. I just can't do it. I can do that New York like nobody's business. She can do the South like nobody's business. I cannot get outstate.
No. Nope. She can do the South okay.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Dan Weinbaum.
All you Hello Kitty fans, we've got some news for you. The story in a moment.
Hey, when you find yourself in a wreck, there is only one place to take your car or truck. Only one place that will guarantee their work as long as you own that car or truck. And that is Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. Now, remember this. There are plenty of body shops in Kansas City that go by the name Dale's. There is only one Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. And their reputation is so good, I'm not kidding. They've had people drive in from miles around to get proper collision repair. So when you find yourself in a position that none of us want to be in, remember one name, Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. Here's their number just in case you ever need it, 816-228-1855. Or online at dalesautocollision.com. Taking care of cars. Taking care of you.
3:31 in Kansas City, I'm Dan Weinbaum. A 45-year-old tax preparer sentenced to 1 year and a day in federal prison without parole for filing dozens of fraudulent returns. Andrea Knox Lewis of Kansas City was also ordered to pay nearly $240,000 in restitution. She had pled guilty back in September to wire fraud. In some instances, she used stolen personal identification information to file those returns. Well, a unique kind of food truck is rolling into the metro next week, the Hello Kitty Cafe truck, currently going across the country and will stop in Leawood April 27th. Expected to park from 10 in the morning till 8 at night between Bravo and J. Crew at the Town Center Plaza. Besides food like macaroons and confetti popcorn, the truck will sell limited edition collectibles, including a sprinkled T-shirt, Hello Kitty Cafe Chef plush, and other items. We hear Rod is very excited about that. KMBZ traffic and weather together. Let us get to Jay Edwards.
We'll go to Jay in a moment. I'm going to tell you about Mosquito Joe. Yes, I am. If you are tired about being the main course in your own backyard, Mosquito Joe will help you, and they'll help your pets too. The mosquitoes were out of control last year. You remember, don't let those pesky mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas take away from your family's outdoor fun. Talk to the owners, David, his father, Dale. You're going to love them. They do an incredible job. Their technicians are trained mosquito control experts. It is convenient, effective, affordable, and your satisfaction is their guarantee. For the good times, for all the barbecues and the outdoor party and family stuff, spring is here. If you've got a summer wedding, think about Mosquito Joe's. They'll come out. They'll do a free treatment when you sign up with their Quick Start program as well. And again, for the pet owners, look at that flea and tick treatment. You're going to love that. Tell them Dana sent you. Call 855-ASK-A-JOE, 855-ASK-A-JOE, or online at MosquitoJoe.com, MosquitoJoe.com. With Mosquito Joe, outside is fun again.
Good deal of sunshine building on in for the rest of today. Our north wind over 20 miles per hour. High temperatures crawling back up to the low to mid 60s. And then we're falling to the low 40s tonight with a clear sky. Loving the forecast for the weekend. Highs are back on the climb. Mid 70s Saturday afternoon with plenty of sun. And a mostly sunny and breezy go of it on Sunday. The high upper 70s. Cannot rule out a few showers and thunderstorms with our next system zipping in by Sunday night. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
It is a lovely day out there today. 62 degrees at KCI, 63 in Kansas City. And here at your official weather station, it's 62 degrees. KMBZ is on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. I'm Dan Weinbaum, News 98.1 KMBZ.
That I owe you. Yes, you can pay the bills. I will give you more when I get paid.
What are you chuckling about over there?
I hate those people who love to tell you.
So have you ever gotten to the airport and your bag's too heavy or it doesn't fit in the thing? So, you know, like different airlines have different rules.
Sure.
There's a woman in, I don't know. I'll find it. It's hilarious. She wore 9 pounds of clothing to the airport on the plane to avoid an $85 overweight baggage fee. And they're crediting her for being creative.
Yeah.
Her name is Natalie Nguyen. They told her what it was going to cost, so she started pulling clothes out of her suitcase and putting them on. She said, I didn't want to be spending that amount of money. I needed that for travel. She wore 7 dresses, 2 pairs of shoes, 2 pairs of shorts, a skirt and a cardigan. Says it was a little warm when she boarded the plane.
You think? With 7 dresses on?
Worth saving the $85.
Well, how much?
Quoting here, I was boiling, absolutely boiling.
How much did she have in the suitcase?
I've never understood that. I'm not one of those packers. I'm not the woman that shows up with 7 bags.
Okay, buddy boy, here it is. You hide my clothes? I'm wearing everything you own.
Oh, my God. That is so not the opposite of taking somebody's underwear.
Look at me. I'm Chandler. Could I be wearing any more clothes?
I'd forgotten about that.
Could I be wearing it? This is when he, remember, and he's going commando.
Oh,
and
I
he
remember.
Starts.
He goes, no.
Maybe if I wasn't going commando. Yeah. I'll tell you, it's hot with all this stuff on. I better not do any, I don't know, lunges. Okay.
That's disgusting, but also funny.
Why is Friends funnier now than it was in the 90s?
I don't know. And also, some of those jokes would not pass censors today. Have you also noticed that?
Like which ones?
Well, there's a lot of sexist humor. And I wonder today if it would be made in the same way.
Here, you want to hear?
But it's very funny. I still find it so funny because I told you my kids have cycled back through it.
Hang on. Let's see if I can find one here.
It's all good.
No, there is some really, you know.
The writing was very, very good, but I do think it was sexist then. It's really sexist today. I'm like, ooh.
And so in this era of progressivism, we're all of a sudden offended at every little thing?
No. I don't know that it aged well. Now, it aged well as far as being funny because Netflix said they were going to pull it, and people freaked out, and they said, okay, we're putting it back.
Wait, they were going to pull Friends?
Well, yeah, because I'm guessing it's incredibly expensive to have it on there.
Yeah, especially when everyone on the show demands $1 million an episode.
Right.
Well, I think it was $1 million a season, wasn't it?
No, it became $1 million
It was a $100 million agreement, Scott, for Netflix
keep
Friends through 1 year.
That's right.
For Netflix to keep Friends for 1 year, it was a $100 million agreement.
You know what I did? I went down to Target, and I bought every season of Friends for like $50. And I gave it to Sarah. Sarah loves Friends.
Oh, yeah. Plus, you get all the extras when you do that.
Let me ask you this. Could this pass today?
Oh, look. Hello, Mr. Jefferson.
Oh, God, no.
Hey, Jefferson there. How are you? Listen, that formal invitation you sent by your wife, I think that was very white of you.
Oh, my gosh. No.
It wouldn't pass today because people wouldn't understand the context of the character being who he was at that time. It was social commentary.
Look at the sexual harassment. Look at the sexual harassment in the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Mm-hmm. Just overt, gross sex harassment in the workplace.
And that was the point of the characters. That was the story they were telling.
That's right.
I have this someday, and I know this to be true, someday there will be a television show on some sort of program that it'll be like a Discovery Channel show, and it'll say, today on Turning Our World Monotone, we're going to discuss the year 2019, the first year of a post-joke society.
Don't we all love
joke?
Don't we all love beige?
No! While the Estradas are thinking it over, you and Henry are trying to find somebody else to buy the house.
You don't call that crooked? No! That's looking out for number one.
I'm not going to play the rest of this one because I know where it's going.
Pivot!
Pivot!
So funny.
Well, the answers are
I don't
right
need to hear it. I'm offended already.
Wait.
This is what this represents. This here is the struggle of the races.
No, I don't even want to hear it.
Why?
Because it bugs me.
This was acceptable television, and I would argue funny, in the 1970s.
Chris watches Mary Tyler Moore reruns, and I'm like, what are you doing?
You don't watch Archie Bunker?
No!
Why?
Because her voice is annoying as hell, and he's a racist. Why would I watch that?
But yet you'll watch 12 Years a Slave.
What's wrong with Mary
that
Tyler
was a
Moore?
True story. That happened to a man who was kidnapped.
You don't think Archie Bunker was a true story?
Archie Bunker was a caricature.
He was a fictional character of what life was like in the 70s.
Well, I will tell you, I'm not sure that 12 Years a Slave is anything but an offensive analogy, because that actually happened.
Can I ask what's wrong with Mary Tyler Moore?
Yeah, what's wrong with Mary Tyler Moore?
He asked, frightened.
Why are you ducking behind the board?
What wasn't the entire premise that she was an embarrassed, scorned divorcee? Not embarrassed, but they danced around it, kind of like they never showed Mr. and Mrs. Brady in the same bed.
Story of being happy under your glass ceiling.
That too.
It was more of a story of her, like so many women of that era,
you're
trying to break through that glass
ceiling.
Yeah, she was puncturing the glass ceiling, wasn't she?
Yeah. Women had only just come into the workplace, quote unquote, as professionals, quote unquote, within the past several years. And so here's a representation of the new American woman.
I've said, I've always said this. I thank God every day I was not present in that era. Even I think if you ask my mom and ask your mom about like what was work like in the 70s.
She was a stay-at-home mom in the 70s.
Well, I know, but just generally for women, what was the work environment like?
Girl, this time you're all alone, but it's time you started.
Come on, everybody.
Groovy.
It's Mary Tyler Moore time.
Oh, yeah.
Look, she got a job.
We're gonna make it after all.
The thing is, we take it for granted nowadays that women are in the workplace and the workforce and they do all these things. We take it for granted. But
ladies can do stuff now.
50 years ago. That's when this was 50
someone just
years
said,
ago.
Find the disclaimer for All in the Family. There is a disclaimer if you buy like a box set, and I bet that there is. I bet that there is.
Wait
because
a minute. Is it
I
on
told
YouTube?
You, we got a Tom and Jerry cartoon.
Which is just incredible.
You know, 50-year anniversary of Tom and Jerry with the old, old original Tom and Jerry's that I love.
Yep, there it is.
Play it. I want to hear
it. Hang on. Let me find it here.
And there is a disclaimer on those Tom and Jerry cartoons about the character, what they call her, the housekeeper.
Mammy.
Rod,
follow me here on the dump button because I have not checked this.
I think I put an F word in the disclaimer.
I don't think so.
We'd like to blanking warn you.
It's Norman Lear who was behind All in the Family. But just to be careful because I haven't had a chance to look through it.
Richard Nixon put Norman on his enemies list. To be able to talk about real life and real issues, forget how controversial they are. they're real. That's what's so relevant. That stuff didn't happen in sitcoms.
I mean, it was, you know, as we used to say, it's too
hip. This is Rob Reiner speaking.
You know, I mean, it was just too smart and too different and too edgy. And, you know, we thought, oh, goodbye and good luck. And the fact is, CBS was nervous about it. They put on a big disclaimer saying, you know, essentially, we don't have anything to do with this show.
Warning, the program you are about to see is All in the Family. It seeks to throw a humorous spotlight on our frailties, prejudices, and concerns. By making them a source of laughter, we hope to show, in a mature fashion, just how absurd they are.
That's the disclaimer right there.
From the text line, as a young teacher in the 1970s, I was forced to resign when I got pregnant, and I was married.
Okay, these are all wrong. I'm not saying that they're right. By saying I find All in the Family funny is not to say that I agree with Archie Bunker. He was a horrible racist, but yet a lovable character in a weird kind of way. He was a contradiction in terms.
See, I would say you can't be a lovable racist. Now, I understand the character was drawn that way. The character, I'm sorry, it's not my fault I was drawn that way. I understand he was written that way. But I think you ask most people, can you be a lovable racist? You would say no.
But it was, you cannot. But it was a commentary. And I think if you watch, not to go all Dan Weinbaum on you here, but I'm going to try to be a little hoity-toity. Sorry, Dan.
No offense taken.
They were trying to use the absurd to point out the absurd. Does that make sense?
Back then, people probably had that one guy.
Yeah, and that was Archie
Their
Bunker.
Their uncle at Thanksgiving.
And they were trying to use the absurd to point out the absurd. And that was Archie Bunker's role, was to be the absurd. Well, gee, Jefferson, that's awfully white of you. Who would say that to a black man?
And at the time, it was just a few years after the Civil Rights Act had been passed into law. This was all happening at the moment, at the time, and it was a way for people to learn about things and to even do a little self-exploration about their own attitudes at a time of major change.
Folks want to weigh in on it, Rod. Let's let them in, man. 576-7798. Dan Weinbaum, Rod Babcock, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
You have heard me bragging about Cottonwood Canyon. And speaking of Cottonwood's trees, all of the gorgeous explosion of color out at Cottonwood Canyon, go see it now. It is absolutely stunning. Hands down, the best views you will find anywhere in Johnson County if you are looking to build a home. It is so serene, so peaceful, and a third of those lots are already spoken for. You need to go check them out. All of those lots, the infrastructure's in, the roads are in, and they are nestled on and around holes number 2 and 3 at Canyon Farms Golf Club. Even if you aren't a golfer, wait until you see the peace and serenity and just gorgeous color that you get out at Cottonwood Canyon, really in the woods where these homes are built. Did I mention it's maintenance-free? Yep, huge homes, no maintenance, lawn, snow removal. We could have used that last winter. And trash pickup, all provided. You just sit back and enjoy it. Oh, and hey, they're building the pool. It is under construction right now at the clubhouse. That place is going to be hopping later this summer. You do not have to go all the way south to find huge new home construction. This is off 435 and 87th Street, right in the heart of Johnson County. 913-492-4444 for your private tour. 492-4444 or cottonwoodcanyonks.com.
Go to Jim in Prairie Village. Hey, Jim.
Hey,
buddy.
I just want to let you know, Mary Tyler Moore was never divorced or married on the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Jim, was Rhoda divorced? Who am I thinking of?
Rhoda got married and then divorced to Joe.
Okay.
But
boy,
Mary,
you know.
Man.
And in fact, when the show started, they were going to make a divorce, but it was, you're right, so controversial at the time.
That's what Wait, repeat that. That's what I'm thinking about.
She got divorced from Rob Petrie from the Dick Van Dyke Show. Yeah. They didn't want to take a chance to confusing the viewers.
Right. All right. Hey, thank you, man. Henry Lyons from the NAACP, who often calls in just as Henry Lyons, not from the NAACP. Hello, Henry Lyons.
Hi.
How y'all doing today?
Good.
Better than we deserve, buddy. Go ahead.
3 points I want to bring up about Archie Bunker there. The first one is, I think the program was great in the sense that we as minorities never knew what was said when we weren't in the room. In fact, I had a white friend tell me one time, you don't know what people, white people say when you're not in the room, do you? I said, no. So it was very enlightening. It was very good for us to sit and say, so that's what they really say. That's what they really think. And I think, therefore, it was our. The second point is, George Jefferson always won. Archie Bunker was always shown to be the person who had the wrong idea, who was the buffoon, who had the wrong thoughts.
That's right.
It showed in sort of an irony-type situation how his thinking was wrong, and he was always the buffoon. That's why nowadays when people say you shouldn't let someone from Ku Klux Klan talk, or you shouldn't let them say anything, I say let them talk. Because whenever they talk, more people see how they really are, and more people come to realize it's wrong. Mm. And the thing is, from a historical point of view, you don't want to forget how things were. In other words, I want great-grandkids and grandkids to know, well, this is what was really said when you weren't there. This is how people really thought. And if you censor it and close it off, people don't really know the history. And if you don't know the past, you're doomed to repeat it. So from those 3 points of view, I don't have a problem with Archie Bunker. I mean, I laugh at him. And George Jefferson did so well, he formed his own series after that was over.
Preach!
So these are how I feel about Archie Bunker.
Henry Lyons, my friend. You are wise beyond your years.
Well, I just call myself practical.
Okay. real quick, we got to get to the news. I'm ready for my next award. Go ahead.
You and Dana both. We're going to co-do it because Dana didn't come to the program.
I was protesting.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Dan Weinbaum.
Ahead on KMBZ. New details from last month's shooting outside of Johnson County Elementary School. We'll have that ahead.
Found myself behind the wheel of a Subaru Forester recently. Man, I love this car. I really do. And prior to that, I had a Kia Sportage, and I love that car too. Kia's really made some incredible improvements over the last 4, 5, 6 years. And every Olathe Kia comes with a lifetime warranty of its gadgets and options that you like. I'm telling you right now, man, Kia's got more for the money, more bang for your buck. Heated and cooled seats, perfect for the summer. Panoramic sunroof, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay. When it comes to safety, Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition from Forbes magazine. And right now at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Olathe Kia is trying out something cool and new. It's called Olathe Kia Direct, where they bring the car to you. It's an all-new, time-saving test drive experience with a new Kia delivered straight to your front door. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.